Hello, a very good Saturday morning, 11 minutes past 10. You're tuned to the weekend edition here on Highland Radio with me, Greg Hughes. Coming up on the programme, we've teamed up with the Little Things Initiative from the HSE and have details of a fantastic competition as part of it. John D. Duddy's got a new video, The Wild Atlantic Way in 30 minutes. We'll chat to him about that. Fashion blogger Triona O'Donnell's on the show to discuss her role as Best Dressed Lady competition judge at the Sligo Races. We've got two live musical performances for you. Indie rock band Walls of Youth are in studio, as are Broken Heavens, another new band born of the Sandwave project. This and much more besides. You can text your comments and requests to 086 77 00 555. Call Yvonne right now, 07491 25,000, or if you wish to tweet me, it's at Greg Hughes 2. Okay, a very good morning, 1st of August. I hope you're enjoying the delightful weather wherever you are. That is if you like it wet and somewhat windy. Hopefully there's going to be an improvement on the horizon, but I've read nothing to suggest that, but we can only live in hope. I gave you a running order for what's coming up. That's just a sample. There's plenty more besides that as well. So please stay tuned ahead of the Peel McCann show coming up for you, as always, at 12. We'll have a quick look at the newspapers this morning. The Irish Independent, €100 water grant now in the firing line. This was flagged during the week by Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin. But Paula Melia writes that the €100 water conservation grant and the cap on bills are in the firing line if the coalition wants to keep Irish Water's loans off the national balance sheet. Water bills could rise by as much as 50% if the government wants the company to pass Eurostat's market corporation test, experts have warned. But the reality is this: Eurostat aren't going to look at Irish Water again until next year. And it's very likely that we'll have an election between now and then. So I think that can has certainly been kicked down the road to the next administration. Irish Daily Mail: so will Shawnee ever go on trial? Three people have been sentenced to prison terms, former Anglo-Irish employees. A lot of people lauding the fact that they were, and that finally this country has imprisoned bankers. It's fair to say, though, that their crimes were predated the collapse and aren't as a result of the collapse. And I think that's what people were baying for. I'm not sure I woke up this morning feeling any better that three people are going to prison. I don't know what you feel at home. 086 77 00 555. Sean Fitzpatrick's lawyers have gone to court again to try to delay his trial, raising questions over when he'll be prosecuted. His lawyers have claimed that a cascade of sludge was poured over his character in the trial of three Anglo-Irish Bank employees who were jailed yesterday. The Irish Times: former Anglo bankers jailed over accounts concealed from revenue, as I've just indicated too. On to the red tops now. The Irish Daily Star: cannibal killer out in 5 years. A killer who ate a part of his victim could be released in just 5 years. Severio Belante, who was found not guilty by reason of insanity of killing Tom O'Gorman, is now a patient at the Central Mental Hospital. The Irish Sun: cannibal killer out in 6 months, is the same story there. The Irish Mirror: paedophile flees Ireland and three Anglo bankers in jail for hiding Shawnee's cash. So not a great deal of variation, it has to be said, on the front of the papers today. We'll dip inside maybe over the next couple of hours to see if there's anything of more interest. Right, as I say, there's kind of a theme or a field and a focus on positive mental health on the programme today, because we'll be talking to a doctor, a professor, a little later on about how you can sort of improve your physical and mental well-being by eating correctly. And that ties into that competition we are running in association with the Little Things hashtag. I'll give you the first mention of that initiative after this break.
What are you doing for breakfast tomorrow? Why not try the €5 breakfast special at Sweeney's Bar Express in Letterkenny? It's a full Irish with tea or coffee and toast, all for just €5 every morning until 11. Or there's a breakfast bap for just €3 to sit in or take away. Sweeney's are open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, serving everything from hot lunches to sandwiches and wraps, salads, noodles, and the best southern fried chicken in town. Sweeney's Bar Express, Deli and Diner at Ballyrane, Letterkenny, serving great food all day, every day.
Granddad, are we nearly nearly finished. We've been at this all day. Where's the quad?
Ah, sure, it broke down on me the last day. And I don't know where I'm going to get it fixed now.
Don't waste valuable time like Grandad. Freel ATV Sales and Quad Breakers Milford have next day delivery in all new and used parts. They also dismantle quads for parts and have weed lakers and sprayers for sale and hire. Call 916-3214. Freel ATV Sales and Quad Breakers. Just 2 minutes from Milford Mart.
Michael Hannay's department store massive 5-day sale clearance blitz is now on with huge final reductions in women's, men's, kids and footwear summer collections. Jerry Webber, Typhoon, Sandwich, Olsen, Betty Barclay, Daisy May and many more summer collections reduced to clear. Michael Hannay's department store Bally Buffet, sale clearance weekend now on. Open bank holiday Monday 11 to 6.
The Letterkenny Artisan Food and Craft Market starts this Saturday at the Carrigally Business Park. Homemade food and confectionery, locally grown veg and local meat, handmade jewellery, sculptures and art, hot food and great coffee. All this and more at the Letterkenny Artisan Food and Craft Market, indoor and out, starting this Saturday the 1st and continuing every Saturday from 11 to 4.30 in Carrigally Business Park at the site of the old quarry in Lismonahan with free parking.
Are you looking for a new fashion fix? Curious about the best films to see in cinema? Or in search of a great new restaurant? Whatever you're looking for, the Sunday Business Post magazine has it all. From arts reviews to travel reports, top food and wine advice to in-depth cover stories. The Sunday Business Post. Business and so much more.
As I was glancing at the alleged blue moon last night, I came up with my top four things that disappointed me about the blue moon. Firstly, it's not actually blue. Secondly, the colour. Thirdly, it looks like any other full moon to me. And fourth, it's actually just white grey. But always nice to see a full moon. But blue, I didn't see that. A caller wants to know if there is anywhere that takes old Delph plates and cups, some which are chipped. Thank you. So if you have a shop or a charity or something that Delph plates and cups would be of use, albeit some being chipped, text us 0876 77 00 555. We'll put you in contact with our listener, our other listener, and hopefully they'll go to some good use. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we've partnered with the HSC promoting all the little things you can do for your mental health on Twitter and social media generally. There's a hashtag little things. Well, when you go through tough times, little things like talking about our problems, getting regular exercise, drinking less alcohol and being involved in activities we enjoy can make a big difference to how we feel. You can find the little things that work for you at yourmentalhealth.ie. Well, to this end, Catherine Gaffney has been out and about.
What little things do you do with the intention of it being good for your mental health?
Walking and meeting up with friends and...
Yeah, run, walk a lot, read a lot.
What for, we walk or we run or watch something funny on TV, spend time with my niece.
Talking with friends, talking things over and fun, plenty of fun.
Just running, basically running, eating healthy.
Walking, absolutely walking. It's just getting out on the road and just walking, just getting your feet out the door, and then it really does help the head.
Little things can make a big difference to how we feel. Brought to you by Highland Radio in association with HSC Little Things and yourmentalhealth.ie.
Okay, moving on in the programme now and continuing our theme of a healthy mind and indeed a healthy body. We read that eating well makes you feel better. Dr. Eddie Murphy joins us on the programme now to discuss this. Eddie, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. Lovely to talk to you.
And you too. Thank you so much for sparing the time to talk to us. It's not massive science, is it really, to sort of presume that what we eat can affect our health, both mental and physical, but many of us ignore it completely.
Yes, it's very important, you know, that the link between what we eat and particularly when I worked on Operation Transformation over the years, like quite often you could see a strong link between what people were eating and their mood. And one of the things, particularly on the whole area of emotional eating, and that's something that, if you know, I would probably just give you an opportunity to maybe for some people to think about what, when they eat and how they eat, and is that related to emotions? And for some people, they can eat when they're sad or stressed or bored, and it's those types of times that we need to maybe take some control, some awareness, and then change our eating habits to get a better, more positive mood.
So is it a case then that there is a link between eating and how you may feel about yourself, but the way you eat is a response to how you feel, and then it ends up being some sort of a vicious cycle?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. I mean, we call this emotional eating, and some people, you know, eat when they're very sad or very bored. And one of the ways to track this, and one for your listeners, is what we call a mood and food diary. So you get a food diary, and you also you write down what you're eating, but also then you also write down the mood that you're at. And you very soon find that what it is, whatever, are certain moods driving you, what you're eating, you know. And particularly one of the areas at nighttime, a lot of people graze at nighttime, eat high sugar, high fat type foods, and that can slump their mood. And, you know, they have the whole area of, you know, increased weight, less physical opportunity for physical activity. And it's a whole negative cycle. But if you have a food and mood diary, you're able to identify what your moods are. And one of the biggest ones you'll find at nighttime is boredom. And people just sit in and sort of, and they start in a way, the narrative in their head or the thoughts in their head is, well, I deserve this. You know, I've had a hard day at work. And I think also when we're conscious of eating, we should also put in alcohol there and drinking wine and home drinking, etc.
And you, when you talk of that diary, I presume then that would have a dual purpose in that as soon as you were to start going down that road, you're taking control of the problem rather than the reverse.
Well, first of all, yeah, the diary will help you generate awareness. And like every time you go to, you know, eat, whether it's you're in any time you're going to eat, whether it's at home or at work or you're out and about, the question you ask in your head is, this is a choice point. This is a choice. Do I choose to do this? Will this help me towards a more healthier goal? Will this help me toward towards a more positive mood? Or will this take me away from my goal? So quite often, that generates awareness of food and mood. And one of the things then we have is the whole area of what we, in psychology, as a psychologist, when we're with people who really struggle with some of this, we look at cognitive behavioral therapy. And it's a way of like identifying what the thoughts are and then changing those thoughts so you can get a better outcome.
And we know that the obvious one, alcohol being a depressant, is that the same with any food types? Or what food types could we perhaps be consuming more of to try and assist in that regard?
Well, you know, as a psychologist, I'd stay on the psychology component of it, the thinking, the mood bit, really, rather than identifying. Like the big foods are the high sugar, high salt, high carbohydrate type foods. They're the ones that are associated with increased slumping of mood, and I defer to my dietetic colleagues to give you the whole rationale for that. But there's a strong link between those type of, I suppose, ready high processed foods and lower moods.
Is this something you think that people can address themselves, or do they need to reach out to their GP or another professional?
You know, I think people can help themselves with this. You know, I think often there's lots of good tools online. Sometimes, for going to group-based, if it's around weight management, any of the weight programs, Weight Watchers, Unislim, it gives a structure, and a structure is very important to that. For some people, they may need more professional help, but it's not the case for everybody, because with the Little Steps campaign, it's about improving mood. It's a population of saying, what can we do as a population? If you can nudge and make small changes, then, for example, sometimes it's useful to make good rules for yourself. For example, I won't drink midweek at home. You know, that can, so, because that takes out the whole area of taking alcohol midweek. Or for some people, say, it's changing, putting fruit and water into the car, or making a rule that I'll never fuel my body where I fuel my car. And that takes out the whole buying of processed food.
And it kind of, a lot of it then seems to be impulsive or almost subliminal, as you mentioned, the sort of the grazing at the evening or grabbing that snack or that sugary drink while you are at the service station. It seems quite ad hoc rather than...
Yeah, we see it. What we think it's ad hoc, but it's not really, because the food industry has spent millions on enticing people attracting them in, you know, like if you go into a supermarket quite often, there's a bakery smell and stuff like that. And if you notice, you're sort of, you're brought through a certain area first, like maybe a fruit and veg area first. And then, so they say that in you know, in a behavioural change, is the shop in the first and last aisle of the supermarkets rather than the middle aisles, which contains these high processed, high, you know, the crisps, the chocolates, etc., foods.
Okay,
so,
it is.
So the tips are food and mood diary, keeping, you know, observe, have good behavioural rules, like I won't eat this, you know, I won't eat after 8 o'clock at night time, or I keep fruit in the car, I won't fuel my body where I fuel the car, I'll stick to the stick to the outside aisles on the supermarket, and stuff like that can really assist. And you're nudging and you're gradually reducing, taking in crap, C-R-A-P, carbohydrate, refined food, an associated processed food.
Okay, some fantastic advice and pun intended to some extent, some food for thought. Dr. Eddie Murphy, thank you so much for joining us on the programme.
Best wishes, thank you very much.
Wolves of Donegal, hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Very, very good indeed. Now, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Who are you?
Well, we're from Bundoran and Cavan, and there's a bit of Sligo in there as well.
Indeed, there's always a bit of Sligo in Bundoran, isn't there?
Yeah. We've got a drummer is Daniel McGettigan.
Hello. He's not in with you, is he?
Yeah, he's here.
Has he got drums with him?
Yeah, the whole setup. There's a 22 piece.
22 piece, excellent. Hope you have one of those glass things in front of it so you're not deafened by it or anything. You are relatively new together. I presume individually you have been playing for years, have you?
Yeah, we have individually. Like, we've all been in separate bands, and we've only been together for about a year.
And how's it going for you so far?
It's going pretty well. We're taking it step at a time, you know.
And how do you describe your style? Do you like to pigeonhole yourself? I've got indie rock in front of me here, but I know sometimes I come out with these things and I get funny looks off people, you know, because they don't like necessarily to be pigeonholed.
Yeah, we you know what, the whole band likes a different genre of music, you know, but we all kind of collectively like what we're playing. And it makes it a lot easier.
What's the mix at gigs between stuff that you write yourself, covers, or is there a balance there? Is it all your own stuff?
It's just all our own stuff.
Okay.
We've done it for a long time, you know, separately, and we've always wanted to do our own stuff. So this was just kind of get together and let out what we have.
And creatively, how do you work together? Do you just maybe wrestle a bit, have a fight if someone wants a lyric and then the other doesn't? Or is someone taking the lead on that?
No, to be honest, it's like at the minute it's going, it's like the, what would you say?
The honeymoon
stage.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe when there's a, if we get to the stage where there's money involved and stuff, people will be all like,
yeah. Who wants to be the Gary Barlow making all the cash? And come here, have you any EPs, albums out at the moment, or is that in the works, or what's the story?
Yeah, we have an EP out, and it's just self-titled Wolves of Youth.
Excellent. So you're working now in the tough second.
We are working hard on it.
And where can people get their hands on that? Is it
SoundCloud?
Brilliant. Excellent. And gigs, guys wise, what's anything coming up?
On Sunday night, we're playing in Cavan for Bless Fest.
Excellent.
And that's in Blessings.
Blessings Bar in Cavan Town, yeah.
That's your hometown, yeah.
I'm from Cavan, obviously. So
yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we're going to have to play there, guys. Well, that's great. And anything else coming up after that? Anything more locally, maybe to our listeners around the Northwest?
I think on the 16th, we're in the Chasing Bull.
Oh, great. That's a great spot, actually, for live music.
Good day.
We were there last night.
I often remember going there, but very rarely remember leaving. No, I'm only messing. I don't touch it. Oh, very good. So people can catch you irregularly there at the Chasing Bull then, so...
Sorry?
People can catch you from time to time up in the Chasing.
We recently got through a competition to play at Electric Picnic, so we're excited about that.
So that's actually... You've got that gig, have you?
Yeah, we're playing.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's sold out, isn't it? There's still that
Oxfam tent.
That's absolutely brilliant. Is there much pressure in that involved, or are you all confident guys? Or
We're happy, I think.
I think we're comfortable with what we're doing, so it makes it easier, you know?
Yeah.
I think sometimes maybe you get a bit nervous before these kind of gigs, but when you're on the stage, you get fairly comfortable.
Yeah, if you're not comfortable when you're on the stage, probably at that stage you're in the wrong business.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It's good to it's good to get nervous.
Right. Well, sure. What are you going to play for us anyway?
We're going to play
Snowflakes.
Probably the song that got us the picnic slot.
Excellent. That's fantastic. Brilliant. So this is Walls of Youth.
Yep.
And this is Snowflake. Take it away, guys. Brilliant.
Thank you. This time I'll be ready. I'll be waiting here. I'll be waiting. Kiss me like you mean it, like you used to, like you used to. Don't stop, just get better now. Put it off for a rainy day. Please don't say goodbye. This is all we've got. Our eyes feel like home. All about you, dear. I can't get over you. I try to live a normal life. I'm on my own. It's not enough. Don't stop, just get better now. Put it all for me.
Absolutely brilliant. That's all cut back and everything. I'd say that's but when you've got all the amps and everything running, that's it gets the crowd going big time.
It does indeed. It's a good one. We enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's nice to hear it, sometimes a different version of it as well. That's a good thing about the radio. You know, people will probably be familiar with the big sound of it, but it's nice to hear it paired back a bit. Do you gig much up in the north of the county, across the northwest? I'm sure off the back of that performance, the phone will be ringing off the hook. To be honest.
Well, we'd love to. We've been up in Kilduff and. Or is it Kilduff? Sorry.
Kilduff.
McGrory's.
I was going to say, this is a new place. You must be working for those new postcode people. that's good. Yeah, I'm sure. Look, you know yourself, there's some fantastic venues in up here that you'd slot in perfectly, just like down in Bundoran there. What's the story? I don't know. Did Yvonne say you were playing one or two? Would you do another one for us? Or
We'd love to, yeah.
Would you? That'd be fantastic. This is Stephen Shelley, Kieran O'Reilly, Daniel McGettigan. That's who I have. There's four of you, though. Who's the fourth?
Gary Doherty.
Gary Doherty, yourself.
Yeah.
Actually, you are written here, but just not in black. I didn't see it. Sorry, Gary. Walls of Youth Collectively. That's absolutely fantastic. That's going to be live, performed live at Electric Picnic. And what are you going to do for us now? I don't know if you'd prepared what you're going to do, but you can decide.
We can do another song called Start Again.
Fantastic. If you do that for us, that'd be brilliant.
This isn't on the EP, though. So
this is,
you have to come see us.
Excellent. All right. Good luck. Take it away.
Give me more for my money. Give me time to get lucky. Leave it all on the table, cause I wear my heart upon my sleeve. All the times that you call me, you never told me you love me. I've waited up almost every night. You know I won't do that again. The day will soon be gone. The night is closing in. The city shines so bright. All come to light. The night is charging in. My patience wearing thin. This is all we've got. So stop and start again. Start again. This was just a wrong turn. But all the life that's passing by, all the lovers that you trade. Someone had told me that I was just another face, and she was just another face. The day will soon be gone. The night is closing in. The city shines so bright, and we all come to life. The night is charging in. My patience wearing thin. This is all we've got. Start again, ooh. Ooh. Oh. 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 Oh.
Absolutely brilliant, Jerry. Gary, sorry, should I say
it's
that?
It's all right. My father's Jerry.
Is it? That's all right. I knew that. He's your influence. I think I preferred that to the first one. I hope that's not offending
anyone.
No,
we enjoyed that one as
well. Yeah, I like that one as well. It's it drives the whole way through. Listen, guys, best of luck. I know you're going to be huge, aren't you? I think so.
We'd like to be.
Well, you're making great progress in 1 year, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's hard to stand out, but you do. And thank you so much for calling up to see us. Best of luck with the festival in Cavan. And people can keep an eye out. Where in Bundoran again? Sorry.
The Chasing Ball.
Chasing Ball. You might be playing there. And out and around Donegal, hopefully. Absolute gentlemen. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to plug before you go? You're on Facebook.
You can check us out on like Facebook and stuff. All our gig details are there. And YouTube, we've some... when we first started, we have some old videos.
Some ropey
stuff
there, is there?
There's some good outtakes.
There's no ones of you walking around along the beach in Bundoran with a guitar singing, is there? No,
no. No.
Nothing cheesy like that.
There could be a photo or two.
Listen, guys, best of luck. Thank you so much. That's Walls of Youth. I think, hopefully you enjoyed them. I'm sure you did. We're back with more after this break. You're very welcome back to the program. Plenty of you enjoying our last slot, the live music from the Walls of Youth, a fantastic, talented group of lads, lovely fellas too, which is not always guaranteed, but they certainly are, and I really do wish them the very best of luck. John D. Duddy is an Irish actor, illustrator and writer from right here in Letterkenny. John, thanks so much for coming in.
How's it going, Roddy?
Very good. Say what?
Roddy.
Roddy.
Aye.
Okay, that's a Vaughn's not getting paid this
there
week.
There we go.
And I even
that's
know
the
your name.
That's the first slip up. That's not
I
good
know.
Enough.
I'm way to lick that. Hey.
Yeah,
what's this? I actually know you. from your work, and there I am just reading whatever's written in front of me. I'll get caught out with that one of these days. John, tell us a bit about what you're working on at the moment. I know you've got Wild Atlantic Way in 30 minutes. We'll talk about that, but just tell us a bit about the work that you do generally.
Well, at the moment, I work as a teacher, an actor, and I also make history videos online. I've been making those now for the last couple of years now, and they've been very, very successful.
I think I spoke to you about, was it the World Wars?
Yes.
8 minutes or something like that.
Did World War One in 6 minutes, World War Two in 7 minutes, and all sorts of different ones. I've done the Cold War, French Revolution, American Revolution, loads of different ones.
And is this something that you sort of picked on that people like? It goes a bit viral on the internet and what have you, or do you actually have an interest in history? Because it does require
quite
a bit of research. You
well,
know?
It was a bit of both, actually. I'd had this idea to initially just to do the history of Ireland in 6 minutes, and I did that, and I did that about that was 2 years ago, and it went viral within Ireland, and so like, you know, by the end of the week it was on like about 70,000 views. I was
Which
like, oh
is
wow,
huge.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I was like, being shared by loads of Irish websites, and then I was like, oh, this is good. So then a couple of months later, I decided to do World War One, seeing as it was coming up to the start of the centenary. That was the start of 2014, and I was about to tour with a play as well about the Easter Rising and World War One, and I decided to make a video about World War One. And it went much
because the audience is
exactly
broader,
well that's it,
it
you know like I mean the, you know the Irish history, you had the Irish audience, but World War One, you had a global audience, and that one I'd say within the next month is probably going to hit 1 million views because it's on like 900.
I hope you clicked ads on it, did you?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there any money in it?
That's bits and pieces.
You're not retiring from teaching?
Nah.
But you do get something from it.
I are a wee bit.
But, I mean, you might as well.
Well,
you know
that's
what I'm
it.
Saying?
Absolutely.
Let's face it, that's what supports YouTube. But, so it's about time, you know, it's good to see YouTube supporting the content providers.
And even that, you know, just the opportunities that it can lead to in other ways as well. Mm. You know, kind of, you know, been working on a couple other projects as well with other groups in Dublin and whatnot regarding these videos. So, you know, it's great. You know, it's great to...
Well, look, you can show people and you can describe what you do till you're blue in the face, but when you say, well, this is what I do, 1 million people have clicked it, what do you think about that? You know what I mean? It sets it out there. You are a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
When you're making these videos, you're condensing it so much. Are you conscious of it being entertaining or educational or historically 100% accurate? I mean, it must be hard to get all those three things.
Yeah, well,
there.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, concentrated on it being accurate, and that's the tricky thing whenever you're condensing something, is trying to, you know, simplify it in a way that's understanding, in a way that it makes sense, and in a way that it's true to what happened. And, you know, more often than not, that's absolutely the case. There's maybe, one or two little slip-ups here and there.
Well,
but
you're going to get that, aren't you?
You're going to get that. I mean, the internet's very quick to say, oh, you got this wrong. It's like, oh, well, thanks.
Well, they're going to say that even if you didn't get it wrong.
Yeah.
But we've seen this years gone past with Shakespeare's plays and all that kind of stuff being condensed. Does it borrow from that a little bit?
It does, actually. Well, I mean, oddly enough, I have done condensed Shakespeare in the past as well.
Incredibly odd.
There you go.
You think I knew that, which I didn't.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I actually have a series of books that students have been using for the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert. Manny Man does Shakespeare. Manny Man's the name of the character that I use for these videos. And he's a character I've been using for years, and he's just a very, very simple design of a character that just kind of seems to lend himself to...
It's a great stepping stone to introducing people to different arts because... you know, especially nowadays, we consume things in such small amounts that, you know, if you can get people interested in the story or the concept, then maybe they'll go and explore the longer versions.
And that's exactly it. And that's what I aim to do with my videos. And that's what I love about the fact that it's getting people talking about history. Mm. And it's getting a lot of people who usually wouldn't want to talk about history kind of going, hold on a minute, there's something actually interesting here.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. One of the World War ones I watched because I just couldn't be bothered consuming a ton of information.
Yeah.
Now, you know, little bits of information that I can throw it there and pretend to know about it. Yeah. But you know what I mean? It does serve that function. Stay there a second.